Shmuel Halpin.
Said was we are in Schuroi. Do I need to pay the babysitter straight away? This week's editor is Vashas Kisaitse, is one of has many mitzvahs. We are in Schuroi, the family says twice. It says now Pasha we are in Schuroi, and it says the sit the Sulam Pila Sukha Itchad Boyke, Mura Darshans. One is talking about Aschiyoim, and one talking about Aschilayla. If I have a worker who works for me the whole day, and he finishes when it becomes Nacht, so his job finished at the end of the day, and I have the whole night in order to pay him till the morning. If I have a worker who worked for me the whole night, he did a night shift, and he worked until the end of the night, so therefore his job finished as it became the morning, I have until the night time in order to pay him the whole day. That is the two psikim. One is, B'yoyim etitin schurah, this week's header, v'lo suv ola v'ashemesh, as you have to pay on the day, and you should have to pay him before it becomes shkia. And the other one is, you can't keep the wages back from the worker until the morning, you have to pay him before it gets light. That halucha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shi'i, in the Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Shi'i Lamed Tes. And the Chofetz Chaim, in Avos Chesed, and he goes through all the haluchas of Halvura, of the Keset Halvus Ami, he adds in two full perukim on this mitzvah, B'yom Titin Schura, because he says he feels that the same he said the Chofetz Chaim, because people don't know the halucha, so therefore they make and they knew, not because they want to be make, not because they want to lose out, not because they don't want to be mekayim, but don't know the prutim halucha, so therefore people aren't makpid enough on it. And the emes halucha is that that's only if the worker works for you until the end of the day, you have the whole night. If you work till the end of the night, you have the whole day. What if you finish in the middle of the day? If you have a worker, you finish an hour before night, you have to pay him before it turns night. You only get an hour to pay him. Sometimes you can have a very short time. You can have half an hour. And now the Chofetz Chaim brings down, he says that sometimes you have to make it on Shkia, like all mitzvahs they raise. Like somebody won't do a Issa Malucha on Friday after Shkia because of Sufi they raise. He also is a Sufi they raise. Therefore, you've got to be makpid to pay him until Shkia. Besides, if you didn't pay him until Shkia, you still got to chop around and try and pay him before Nacht because it might still be day. And the same thing is if somebody works for somebody else, a foil, he hires somebody to work for you, let's say it's a night nurse, and they come to your house, and they're still there, they leave before it gets in the morning. It can happen here in Manchester in the middle of the winter, and they leave already at 7 in the morning, and it's still dark. You have to pay them before it gets light. You have a very short amount of time in order to pay them before it gets light. In people know that L'Sulim Pila Socha is when you hire somebody to work for you. But in Shulchan Aruch brings down, that Halucha is the same thing. Not only if you hire someone to work for you, but saying if you hire a Chayfetz from somebody, and you use somebody else's, you rent something. You rent a car, or if you rent dishes, if you rent something for a chasna, if you rent centerpieces, all these types of things that your person does, when the schiris finishes, and he gives back the chayfetz to the balabus, he has to pay up to mekayim amiyam titn skurei, aloysim pilasukha adboike, you have to pay up during the same oino. I think it's very shchiach, it can happen if you make a simcha, if you make whatever it is, and you rent out lots of different things which people rent, and they rent centerpieces. Well, sometimes it's clinic item. Therefore, when as soon as the do is finished and the schoir goes back to the person who you rented it from, so you have to pay on the day, unless it was clearly something else was made up like a chidah.
It was applied by yoreds as well.
Hey.
Yoreds.
What's a yored?
I go down to the garden and I mow your grass for you.
Ah, if you do it with them, I don't know. You mean somebody you didn't ask him to do it for you?
You and you have to pay because you were
nervous. No idea.
The same thing. Ask you to do that.
You still have to pay.
Have to pay, I don't know whether you have to give to all the system. No idea. The second will be if you gave something in to clean, let's say somebody gave the dry cleaning up, somebody gave the dry cleaning in, and they come to pick up the dry cleaning, and from when you pick it up, you have to pay on the same day. Unless the geschäft is very nice, they tell you, no, we don't mind, we'll give you credit, you can pay tomorrow. But the zikr, the normal minig is that you have to pay, the chiv is to pay on the day. The same thing will be if they bring the schor, if you get a home delivery, and you bring the schor, it gets home, and the person stands around, oops, you can't find any money to pay right now. Depends whether they can't have, we'll soon see in 2 seconds what the halucha is, somebody doesn't have the money. But the halucha, people realize it's the same halucha. Is when you pick something up, we give something in to be fixed, or you pick something up, you save and to give it to be done. The same thing will be by schar limit. The moisters who hire rebbes to learn, to teach, and to work. It's not just a problem of paying wages late to the rebbe, it's because the rebbes need the money to be able to use whatever they need. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'yemetet in schurah, and whatever the upmach was, that they're going to pay, really they should be paid every day. The upmach was not being paid every day, but they're going to be paid monthly, or whatever the cheshbon is. The chiv, when it comes that day, is a chiv of yemetit and schura, and loisulim pilasuchat boike. And the same thing will be in the playgroup. Very often the playgroup say you go and pay them at the end of the week, you're going to pick your child up, so upmach is every Friday, you have to go and pay. And you pick your child up on Friday, it's a chiv to pay. Sometimes you don't have money pinked on you. Down in the pink town, it's not a problem. You go home, fetch money, and have to go back again because the dinner will be emitted in school.
Only most of them are for the license.
So I'm sure that most of us have made up. We'll see there's a few different couple of ways out, maybe, but I'm sure that they'll. Well, that there shouldn't be a problem with your emitted in school.
The case that you brought about, a nightmare,
for instance,
if the employer. Has to pay to an agent
who
supplies up the same thing.
Oh, very good. So Shechnuch says, what happens if I didn't hire the worker myself? That's one of the two or three things which aren't Yisulim Pilasuche. I didn't hire the worker myself. I went and asked the Shliach to go and hire the worker for me. I sent somebody to the market and I told him, please find me workers to do and plow my field or whatever it is in the Shechnuch. And he went and found workers and told them, clearly I am not the one who's paying you. It's the balabus who's paying you, I'm just his shliach. If he doesn't say that, and therefore the chiv to pay the workers is on the person who actually goes and hires them, even though they're working for somebody else, then that person himself will have a problem of b'yemetit and schur of loisolim. But if he says, clearly I'm only hiring you for somebody else, there is no chiv, there's no isirim of loisolim filosofiat boike. Remember once in Shiktan, Chaim Kofen, Sechern Levrucha, used to give away his Indian every Shabbos, he used to go through a certain topic. Once he spoke about Lesulin. And he mentioned that when he printed Mishcha Shemen, he was worried about the Hizkengated and the Derika and whoever's learning his narrative rule. And he doesn't know if every time he's going to have to end up paying them and he will have their money pinked when he has to pay them, when not. So he asked the Rebbe's son, one of his idomas, he should be the one to employ, go and call at the printer and order the job and order the typesetting, whatever it was, and order that he shouldn't be Nichshel and he shouldn't have this problem of being another thing is, it has to be that the poil comes and asks for his money. If he doesn't come to ask for his money, there's no issa of lesulim pilasuchat boike. He has to come and ask for his money. So therefore, if he comes, sometimes you'll have, the person's finished the job, but he's a very nice and ideal type of person. He doesn't walk out to the balabuzin, say pay him. He's waiting, he'll get paid. Whenever the fellow has money, he'll come and he'll pay him. There's no issa or isulim pilasuch at work. So the worker said, please pay me, and then I have a chiv to pay him until the end of the day.
So he asks 7 days later.
Whenever he asks.
From that day.
I think it's from
that day. People woke up 5 minutes before Shkia, or 10 seconds before Nacht, and say, right, pay me today.
I don't know whether it is. But one day I did, but he's not mechiv until he asks, he's not mechiv.
Most people don't. Have a minute. It's paid to pay.
Right. So I don't know. So I was thinking what's happened to the babysitter. Most girls are not going to come home. They're not going to turn around and ask. They're embarrassed to go and ask you, even though it's a normal thing to go and pay them. So it could be because the minute is a normal thing when you finish a babysitting job and they stand there like awkwardly waiting to leave but they won't need to pay them. It's very likely that's called a tvir. I don't know. If it was a shalom to be more early than the kid is to think about, I don't know.
Yeah, we're baby teachers.
Oh, so that is very up the 100% you just said. I mean, all these things we're talking about is how to get out of paying, not being overly sorry.
Right, yeah.
The Istil Mitzvah Zaseh of Yom Titan Schurah. Therefore, there is certain cases when
you're not over the lab. You still won't
get this mitzvah of Yom Kippur. You won't be back to mitzvah say either, because you didn't have a chiyuv to go and pay them right now. But you won't get that say kiyumis from going to do this mitzvah.
Well, the rebbeim, they're not going to ask for money either. The teachers rebbeim. They're going to ask on Friday, am I waiting?
If they don't get paid on time, there will be more oira, I think, that they need them to think. If what did?
You give the bill,
it's the same thing. You give them a bill, you're asking for payment.
Yes,
I'm right there.
You give them an invoice, and then that's a sign of asking for money.
That is asking for payment. I mean, you go and ask for money. This is what we were saying. Not over the Sulen, or Prime Rim, the friend of Rukha. He once, was a Chushim Yid, lived in Yerushalayim in my Shmurim, and next to his house was a. There was a Mazraka Shiid who used to, he had a shop, a tin shop, you know, like Surya have these places they make from sheets of tin, all types of chafetim, whatever it was. And he asked him, he ordered something. And the Shiid made whatever it was, and he dropped it off by Rapaim's house, lived right there. He brought it into his house, Rapaim wasn't home. And when Rapaim came home later during the day, he saw the chafet was in his house, and they weren't all smashed. Was he paid? No, nobody paid him. He didn't ask for money, Prime wasn't home, he just dropped off in his house. Okay. To find out where he lives. Kid said, Mavar Gavin, where, what and how. He found that he lived in Mal Adumim. He went and ordered a taxi. I took a taxi to Mal Adumim and he paid the order to this fellow's house. He was in shock, what's going on? What do you come? Wait till tomorrow. He said, I'm not over Lesulin, but Biyamitit and Skhuri, I'm not going to get. He took a taxi which costed him, I don't know how many times over and over, what he had to pay for the chafet.
That's for the chafet, it's not schoid.
No, he ordered him to do work for him. It wasn't just him, he ordered him, it was a poil. I ordered him, please go and make me this type of a chafet. He went and ordered it, he went and did it for him. I don't know when it's called a mechira and when it's thing, but this wasn't mechira. He ordered this, please go and make me such a chafet. He worked for him, he finished it, and he gave him the invoice. This is the bill for what I had to do. Another thing is, the person's only over when he has the money to pay. Therefore, if I ask, somebody brings me, he comes to work at the end of the day, and he says, please pay me my wages, and I don't have the money to pay him, you're not over. The Shekhinu says, clearly, you're only over if you have the money in your pocket, and you don't go and pay it. What does it mean to have money? Have money doesn't mean that I just conveniently don't have in my pocket right now. It means I don't have money. But the person has chafetzim, or he has other different types of things, it's nish pushet, what type of chafetzim, or what type of things considered mean that he doesn't have money. There's very few of us, I think, who can say that we don't have physically the money to go and pay a Biyom Titin Sechurim. If somebody has a mashkin by somebody else, or you have a pikud by somebody else, or he has a ruah that somebody else owes him money, but it's already come the time of pirur, he has a chiv to go over to the person, whoever he put the mashkin and pikudin by, or if the person owes him money, go over to him and tell him, please give me the money, I need it now, because I need to pay my worker. That's called having money. Therefore, Kol Shekin, if a person has money in the bank, just doesn't have it on him, he has to drive down the road or drive a few minutes away to the cash machine in order to take out the money, that's called he has it. It's different when he has it. He does have money.
Paying a check is
not. A check, if a person will take a check and he's paid him a check, or I don't know, that's another noise or a slam of a check or whatever it is. But again, you have to go and pay. Well, if somebody's got very often, I think it can happen, especially with babysitters, we don't have the right change. So, what do? You've got a £20 note and you have to pay them £7, or whatever it is. So, you're stuck, you're fumbling around, not sure what to do, you're trying to turn the house upside down, but you don't have the right change. It's not a heter saying you don't have money by not having the right change. One item is give them the £20 and let them worry about giving them the change back to you. Yeah? If they turn around and say they don't want to do that, therefore they're moiful and they don't want it right now, therefore they're not tuveya, it could be that's called ukhari that they're not being tuveya the money. Was there? Their choice to go and give back the change, I don't know. But the halucha of Biyam Titin Schura will be only when a person has the money. But I think most times, and the same halucha is like clues in a guy, even by a kutin. There's no difference if it's a gudel or if it's a kutin. Even if I hire a child who is under bar mitzvah, under bas mitzvah, it's the same halucha. You have sometimes a shield, you'll pay a boy to go and tidy up the schurim and shield on Shabbos afternoon, or whatever, to Motzei Shabbos, or to set things up, or over Sebunim, or a babysitter who's under bas mitzvah, or to look after something, to help out something, or you send your kids to a little day camp that they're now on the holidays that the two girls made who are 10 and 11, whatever it is, it's exactly the same halucha to pay a gudel or a kutin, a gedoyle or a ktano, is the same halucha being with it in schurim, the same is not to pay them, b'shas the chayfetz gets, b'shas the Shasta Masa, whatever they did, the point is finished. Rabduvatella used to live in Lugano, and he was very khush about Lucha, he used to give Yakala, Lucha Shirim a lot of years over here in Bournemouth. And so he once gave a shiur in Bian on Yomitit and Sukhura in Cholomoyed once. So he was saying that he used to be the Rosh Hakul, or the Gabi, who was in charge of this Knesset in Lugano for 30 years. And he was makbid every time. He always had loads and loads and loads of time. Yingalov used to do different types of things. He never missed, except for once, he said. He never missed ever paying on the same day that he asked him to do the job. He never missed it once. Except for once, that he came on the train, I think it was, and the train arrived, the Swiss train arrived in late. He said, that's mamasha oinus, the Swiss train should come in late. That's the only time I missed it by paying on the right day. He said, I'm trying to make myself big by saying that. I also put tefillah on 30 years every day. It's exactly the same. But is the Sama'an, Shechnurich, Sama'an is like Shach and Taz and like Shach and Gnabrum and Shechosh Mish, but the Sama'an is Sifse Koin. The Sama'an is also Drish and Prisha, it was Mamasha Friedeke. So I want to look, find it, I've got to look it up where it is. I just saw that he brings down when a person takes a worker, because of all these problems, he should make up a Tanai at the very beginning, that he's making up with him as he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay him as soon as he finishes, in order that he shouldn't get into these problems of being with his chore. Let's see if I can find it quickly. Okay, I'll find it after this problem. But, and then Pesach Shiva also brings down, when somebody doesn't have money, he's got a mitzvah, and it's at the Rizal, brings down to mitzvah, go and borrow the money from somebody else in order to pay it also. They can kid a siyat, li chushev, then a kid a gwein b'yomitit in schure, it's at the Reise Mamash. Even if somebody isn't, he knows he's going to pay, and he has a zin he's going to pay, just by paying a few minutes late, it's, you can go over such a serum, and it's so easy to be koina, to get out of it, if this person's worried that he's not going to be able to do it. It's very easy. He makes a machtchila with a person that don't have a chiv to pay you straight away. I'll pay you whenever it is, as long as they both agree. And also, even when a person doesn't make something up, it's just very often it's just to realize that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa and a person will find change, or they will make sure they have, or before they hire the babysitter, they'll make sure they have the change in their home. It's not such a difficult thing if people realize before and be. Where for chushiv is this?
No, it doesn't.